stop it.
Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast. We are Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content. We talk players and review them. And of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Today is Wednesday, February 17, and we are recording Season 3, Episode 96. My name is John Olsen on Foot Coaching, and joining me is the man who knows every single player's kit number. It is none other than the myth, the legend, it's Yngwie.
Good evening.
Hello, Yngwie.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Why are you laughing, Yngwie?
No,
do you think this is fun, Yngwie?
The kit number thing.
So I scored a world lead for everyone. Like, what's this? So I scored a world lead with Cristiano Ronaldo. Team of the year. If you don't know, I got that card. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, so I said CR7 is actually a really great card. So I posted some goals. And Yngwie kept naming him. It's CR5. It's CR5. Where? CR5. What are you on about? It's CR7, buddy. Is your keyboard broken? Apparently, I didn't pay any attention to any numbers in my my squad. So CR7 had kit number 5, and now Yngwie is saying everyone today that it's CR5, and oh, it hurts a bit. So what I did, and before I introduce our guest, so what I actually did is I went back, I checked out every single player number which I had in my squad, and I gave them all the correct numbers which they use in real life, except 2, because Kleiber, this is information, this is what you know then, since Kleiber and Curtis Jones share the same kit number, so that wasn't impossible. So I gave, of course, Curtis the real number, and I think I gave Kleiber 99 or something. And Kante has number 7, and of course, that means CR7 can't have 7. So I gave Kante his French kit number, which is number 5. That's been my day, Yngwie, thanks to you.
You did a very good job, John.
It is very professional, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. It's going to play so much better. The team is going to perform insanely well now.
Yeah, that was it.
Yep.
Without further ado, I want to introduce our guest. It's been a little while since we had him on, so I thought we'd have... I mean, we couldn't do 3 days without a Scotchman on the show. So it's my pleasure to welcome back our dear friend, it's John Talking Foot, a.k.a. The Saint.
Good evening, gents. Good evening.
Hello. How are you doing, John?
I'm very well, thank you. And thanks for having me back on the show.
No. Good to have you back on.
And I like your attention to detail, John, with the squad numbers.
No, more English attention to detail, because he had to say it on Twitter and social media.
Yeah, I was trying to deflect, but yeah.
Yeah.
But there's more than that, where that came from, though. I'll get back to you someday, Yngwie. Oh. No, you are very correct, but of course I didn't pay any attention to that. I mean, I did pay attention to something else, though, and then we dive into content. I'm a master trader now, officially.
Yes. You made profit.
I made profit on cards. It actually happened. We'll talk about it soon, though. But the miracle happened. Now it's unleashed. So watch out before we start that trading Patreon as well.
John's trading corner.
To make bank.
Exactly. But before we start making bank, shall we just discuss today's content?
Yes, that would be nice.
Absolutely.
Then take it away.
Yes, we got some UEFA marquee matchups, which everybody thought was going to come yesterday. So there was a little bit market panic, I think, and now it's released today. There's only 2 sections. The whole thing cost around 30k to complete both those. So it's not super expensive. Both are tradable packs. The first one is Red Bull Leipzig versus Liverpool. You get a Prime Mix player pack. cost around 9-10k to do. You need one player from Red Bull or Liverpool, minimum 5 nationalities, maximum 3 from the same league, minimum 1 UEFA Champions League common or rare, minimum 79 rated team and 80 chemistry. Next one is FC Porto versus Juventus.
Yay!
You get a tradable rare gold pack and it costs around 15-20k to do. You need one player from Porto, one from Juventus, minimum 4 clubs, minimum 2 UEFA Champions League rare players, minimum 80 overall rated team and 85 team chemistry, so a little bit more difficult and expensive to do. But if you complete this, you get a tradable mega pack, which isn't super great, but it's tradable.
Yeah, it's all right, I guess. So what I did is I bought, when I couldn't sleep this morning, I bought all the Gianluca Buffons I could get, the UCL rare version. And I don't know why, but I woke up and I suddenly thought, we didn't get any marquee matchups. Usually when that happens, it's on Wednesday. It would give us something to talk about as well. Why not risk it? So I risk it all. Put all my coins into Buffon and I tripled my coins. That sounds really interesting, but you have to realize that I had only to have 30k coins. I do have more than 100 now, which for me, hey, the basics are there. We're getting there. If you don't appreciate the little things, you can't enjoy the big things, right?
Start small, go big.
Exactly. Yeah. No, but this is decent value, right?
Oh, yes. It's fine, actually. So
I think if you have a few players to start off, absolutely, but I wouldn't want to spend that level of coins doing it from scratch.
No, not from scratch. If you have some players and can do it quite cheap, then it's a good to go. But yeah. I wouldn't start from scratch and spend that amount of coin.
Ah, that's fair. What else did we get?
We got some objectives, which we like, of course. Return of the Silver Stars. And he's quite within reach, that player. nobody got it. Okay.
Yeah, I got it, but I mean,
give me a second.
I would normally would love, but I still have that CR5 comment in my top of my mind.
Oh, sorry, so. Could have been a good one. You need to win 3 matches. You get 150 XP. You need to score 8 goals in the live foot friendly Silver Lounge, of course. 150 XP and assist 6 goals in the live foot friendly Silver Lounge, and you get another 150 XP. When you complete this, you get 150 XP and Team of the Week, Silver Star, left wing back, Mr. Reach. Did you reach it, John?
Yeah, I got it. Oh, wait, you need a clapping band?
Yeah, I need some clapping sounds there. Adam Reach is his
name. No, it's a good joke. It's a good joke. I'm just teasing you, buddy.
He plays for Sheffield Wednesday. 3-star skill moves, 4-star weak foot, left-footed, high attacking, medium defending work rate. So he's usually a right winger. So now he's a left wing back with this card. So not bad for a silver card. 92 stamina, of course, is nice.
Yeah, I think it's a decent enough card, easy enough to get. And then it leads on to the next objective. Could go into one of those squads.
Yeah, you throw an anchor on him and he's 93 strength and 92 stamina, 94 jumping, 80 sliding tackle, 84 standing tackle, 83 defensive awareness, which is more than good enough for silver objectives, I think.
Yeah, I think so as well. I'm pretty much a bit done with all the central defense from France.
Yeah, but we haven't gotten to him now. Yes, Future Stars Academy, Fofana plays for Leicester. New objective, which we kind of guessed yesterday that we would see today.
And let's scout Torpedo and then do this one right after it, right?
I didn't do Torpedo.
So no, but I mean, it's a bit boring now.
Well, this. a little bit kind of better, at least since you don't have to play everything in squad battles. So I can just go through the objectives. You get 200 XP for each objective. The first one is a future star. Score 4 goals with using French players. You get 200 XP and you get the 78 rate, the Fofana center back. And the next step is man from Marseille. Assist 2 goals using 78 rated Fofana. You can do it in any mode. You get 200 XP and a 75 plus rated rare player. And you can go to the next, which is called Saint-Étienne Field. Win 3 matches with 78 rated Fofana and minimum 4 French players in your starting squad. So you can do this in any mode, so no stress. 200 XP and a 75 plus rated rare player. And the next is called A Promising Start. Concede no more than 1 goal in 4 separate matches with 78 rated Fofana in your starting squad to earn the 82 overall rated Fofana. And you get the 82 rated Fofana, which is a CDM, and then you get 200 XP. Next one is called Stepping Up. Score 3 goals using 82 rated Fofana in any mode. You get a 75 plus rated rare player and 200 XP. Now things starting to heat up here. Managing in midfield, assist 4 goals using 82 rated Fofana in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece. You get a 75 plus rated rare player and 200 XP. And we have climbing the ranks, assist using 82 rated Fofana in 6 separate matches in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece to earn the 84 rated future stars Fofana, which is now a center back again, and you get 200 XP. And we have Leicester lineup, win 6 matches in the managerial masterpiece mode with 84 rated Fofana in your starting squad, 75 plus rated rare player, 200 XP. And we have Premier Proof, score 8 goals using Premier League players in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece with 84 rated Fofana in your starting squad, 75 plus rated rare player and 200 XP. And we have French Fox, assist 3 goals using 84 rated Fofana in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece, 75 plus rated rare player, 200 XP. And Finding Fofana, score in 16 separate matches using French players in the live foot friendly managerial masterpiece with 84 rated Fofana in your starting squad, 75 plus rated rare player and 200 XP. And we have the last one, consistent performer, play 25 matches with Fofana in your starting squad. You get 200 XP, 75 plus rated rare player. And when you've completed this, you get 200 XP and an 86 rated Fofana center back card playing for Leicester City in the Premier League.
Woo. Woo, so, indeed. that should keep you busy for an hour.
Well, it would keep me away from weekend league.
Before I say anything, what are your thoughts on this, John and V? Discuss. Duke it out.
For people that don't want to play weekend league, give them something to focus on. You're guaranteed to get a reward. In fact, you end up with 4 players, some 75 rated players, a pile of XP. It's something to do. The downside for me personally is I don't think he pushes a starting place in most people's squads. So it's really just something to do rather than an improvement in your team.
They could
have juiced him a little bit more. I like those objectives. It's fun, it's chill, because I don't take them too serious. I just play. If I don't like playing that much, I just quit, which is awesome with the managerial masterpiece mode. There's no pressure like that, so you can just do it if you like it. Just quit if you don't, take a break, play when you want.
That is a good sentiment.
Yeah, but of course the card, I wish it could have been a little bit better. It's not bad. But he might be a little bit behind the power curve. is of course a good card if you use an anchor. He's 92 rated center back with 86 acceleration, 83 sprint speed, 99 strength, 99 jumping, 86 aggression, 97 sliding tackle, 99 standing tackle, 89 defense awareness, and 91 heading accuracy, 86 interceptions. Not top, but not bad either. And of course, 90 short passing and 83 long passing with 80 vision. So if you like to play out from the back, he should be a decent option at least.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. You know, the only thing, I mean, the cards, is, I think it's fine, and the objectives are actually doable, like they can actually be fun, like you said, Invy, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's Torpedo and this one in what, 3 days, maybe four. It's a bit much. And if I look at all the French central defenders, special cards which we got this year, it is Laporte, multiple Varans. We got the Torpedo, we got Koscielny, we got Longley, we got Kimpembe, we got Fofana. Koundé, of course, Upamecano got a special card.
There's lots of
options. Konate, I mean, there's a different Koundé card, the special, the inform regular. Da Silva, we got Thomas, we got Nikate. I'm pretty much done with seeing French central defenders pop up as objective special cards, or you know,
yeah.
Or I don't have anything against France. Just putting it out there before anyone start thinking that, though. But not at all. But I don't know, Italian. I couldn't care less. Or who knows, Japanese, Belgium, whatever. Anything else could go as well, right? I mean, I know why they do it, because it's easy to link, but this is, might be me though.
That's the key thing, John. You could link them to Kante, then you can open up to what.
Yeah, so they have reasons to do him, but I'd rather have them boost him a bit more and make him like a weird nation. Trinidad and Tobago, not that Trinidad and Tobago is a weird nation, don't mean that, but like an offset nation, which makes it harder to link. As you see the creativity when people use Kleiber, for example, right? That's what I want to see more. El Sharawi comes yesterday, which is a really interesting card, because if you don't have Syria, how are you going to fit him in, right? Yeah, cool stuff. And then there's the next French center back. Oof.
They could have picked from lower league. But
from Premier League, yeah. So,
yeah, we had from Bundesliga, we had from academy player from Liga Santander, and now Premier League.
Same five leagues.
One more, we should get maybe the Serie A next.
It's the same five league with the same five countries.
So,
I mean, but the cards are cool and the objects are cool. And yeah, I mean, go at it. But how many French central defenders do we need? If you have any of the other central defenders, you will definitely, like John says, do not need this one for your squad.
Yeah, so that's what I've been running Varane and rotated the final Koundé for most of the season, and he won't push any of those two out. So.
No, exactly. So, but I guess it's a free card, so there's that, and he's doable.
And he's decent, you know. You don't know what's going to happen with icon swaps. You might need a Premier League squad, so you give you an option in there. So there are a reason to do it.
You got a good point. Maybe it's one of the objectives of the one of the swaps is play a match, win five matches with 11 French centre defenders.
Yeah, like
that. I'm kidding, though. No, I'm all good with content. Originality is dropping down hard. I don't like it, but hey, yeah, it's okay to be critical, right? I don't know if you, the card itself is good, so go at it. If you
we got some more objectives before we
forget. Yeah, definitely.
Silver Beast. You get
if you say French central defender from Silver, I'm out for tonight.
You get 500 XP and a rare mega pack if you complete the four sections. It's called Silver Aces. The first one scored 10 goals with a silver team of the week player in squad battle matches on minimum professional or in rivals. So it's squad battle matches, I guess. You get a 75 plus rated rare player and 300 XP. And we have the Silver Bullet. Assist 8 goals with silver players in squad battle matches on minimum professional or in rivals. And you also get a 75 plus rated rare player and 300 XP. We have Silver Titans win 5 squad battle matches on minimum professional or in rivals with 11 silver players in your starting squad. You get a 75 plus rated rare player and 300 XP. Last is called Silver Savior. Score 3 goals with a silver player in 3 separate squad battle matches on minimum professional or in rivals. You get a 75 plus rated rare player and 300 XP. This is, of course, good towards your season progress as well, of course.
Yeah, and Adam Reach would go in to help you do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Closer to that Argentinian centre-back on level 15, John.
You're not going to say anything.
No, it's just... I think he has landed for me today.
Keeping you on your toes, John.
Yeah, yeah. Also, you said a certain squad was leading 3-1 10 minutes ago, and you said, oh, it's going to be fine, no worry, even though they got a red card. We just lost 4-3.
No. No way.
So there's that. I mean, no, there's something else, though. But yeah, so that's why you said Senesi. I know why you said it.
I didn't know they were losing, but I said that they were something to grind towards.
No, definitely. I mean, this is cool. I mean, it's not for me because I won't spend the time doing this, but this is all good news, all good stuff. Keep on going. Right? We might actually give them too little credit for keeping us engaged in this.
See, I'll do that, John, because to be fair, I'll do it in squad battles. I only need the 5 games, which is the Silver Titans bit, and I'll do it with a cup of tea, listening to some pods. Yeah, it's just going to be, 5 20-minute games, job done.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's a good point, right? It's not for me, but it's definitely something to go at, and it's fair. So,
Not too bad. And... this time I think we're actually remembering to talk about Team of the Week as well.
Yeah, there's a reason we didn't remember last week though. Even though it was a good Team of the Week last week.
Yeah.
We said it yesterday, right? We got extra picks, which usually doesn't mean we get a good Team of the Week. Well, Ingvi and John, I'm not trying to be too critical today, so I'm just going to sit back and let you guys go at this one. The Team of the Week for this week.
Yes, I'm looking at the interesting cards. John Stones is quite cheap, 85 rated center back, getting close to his flashback moments card, not too far from that. So he's half of what that card cost. So if Mr. Stones get a winter upgrade as well, then this 85 card might be an 86 rated as well. So there's that. Of course, a Premier League centre-back is maybe not what you, John, want to see. Llorente card is cool, but I wish he was central midfielder. He's right midfielder, but very good stats on that card. Because I used the non-inform.
That's true.
So that you can, of course, do the player switching thing, or you can play him on 7 cam starting at central midfielders.
Who cares about positions these days, right?
I mean, that's
left backs, center defenders, left wing backs as strikers, center midfielders as central defenders. The only place you can't really switch around anymore is goalkeepers.
Yeah.
But I'm challenging everyone listening to this now.
You wouldn't be negative, John.
I couldn't even think it like this, right? But yesterday I was having a little stream, and John the Saint here was looking with me, and I had one problem in my squad, so he just said, why don't you just put Curtis Jones central defender and start 40 as a central defender and then switch around and all's good? I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And I looked at it like, yeah, it makes perfect sense. Sure. So now my new central defender is Curtis Jones. We've gone to that point now.
But it works.
Yeah, I mean, Pogba is my cam, and my left winger is Dybala. So now it's all... positions don't matter anymore, as long as you can fit them in when you start.
I guess the best player in the team of the week this week looks like Aubameyang, 88 rated. Of course, Lukaku, 88 rated, is quite a good card as well. But if you look at value, Aubameyang is around 769k or something on Xbox and 680 on PlayStation. And the second best is Lukaku, which is 110. So there's a big gap in value when you look at, like, when you view it from that angle.
I like Ndidi. I think he looks nice.
Yeah, he looks good. Yeah, he's solid. He's a solid card, but he's not.
I like to Fofana.
And Vardy.
And Vardy, yeah.
I agree with Ingvi that the Llorente card might be underrated, though, although his price slowly creeping up.
It's 294, I think, and it's, but he should hopefully drop at least during awards.
No, I think that is actually... No, let me rephrase that. I think that is actually a really good card. A really good card.
Yeah, really good stats when you look at it, so...
So if it was central, it'd be spot on. It'd be a lot more than that.
It'd be a million. It'll...
No, 500 maybe in this beginning.
Yeah,
not a million.
I don't know though. I mean, it's 84 rated, right? Started out at like 300k as well.
Yeah,
and
the car looks really good. There's a lot of good stats, maybe not jumping and heading, but other than that, he's very good.
Yeah, I mean, high, strong, right? He's the lean body type, so you notice that definitely.
Good short passing, good long passing, great stamina.
Yeah, and with his shadow, he can actually DM, he can come forward.
He can play different positions as well, of course.
I wouldn't know how to switch him around, but yeah. I mean, I think it's really good. It's a really good card, though.
Yep.
So that's one issue. But I mean, it's a bit of a letdown, don't you guys think, that if you get extra picks that most of the team of the week isn't actually... I mean, sure, you can get Derbyshire or Moberg Carlson, Wyke, or Blas. Sure, it works, but... I don't know.
It's just purely rating, guys. There's only six players rated 85 or above out the whole team of the week.
Yeah. So that's...
And then Banega isn't usable. Lukaku, quite honestly, I had the card before this
Banega
one.
Banega is usable, but he's...
As he what,
plays,
though?
He plays in a different league now than he was in La Liga before, but he's in...
He's not usable either. I don't think he's usable. With 72 physique and 68 pace, and no great defensive stats, where are you going to play him?
He was usable, but he's not, of course.
No, so... I mean, Lukaku, I don't think is very usable. Banega, it's all right, but not usable. Stones, just about, maybe, but I think... I mean, Joe Gomez, 2.5k is better than this one. So you either get Aubameyang, you'll be happy. You get Llorente, and that's a great card, but try to squeeze him in. That's it, I think. Yeah. Maybe Sar as a super sub, but then maybe just get him for 20k. That's the whole thing in the week, honest opinion.
2-star week for Sar as well. It's more of an ejector.
They gave Hilton a boost. They gave Hilton a boost now, a pace boost. Yeah. He's now 39 acceleration and 40 sprint speed for central defender, so that will do.
If I managed to get the lead this weekend league, I would just skip opening the team of the week back this tomorrow when I look at the team of the week, and I'm not gonna play weekend league for the extra picks. If we could get the extra picks from any team of the week, then it would be interesting, but not when it's like locked to team of the week 21 and it's a really bad team of the week. It's not gonna like get me to, yes, I want to play weekend league now because of the extra picks. So no, this makes it even easier to skip weekend league, actually.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the podcast we did, and we called it team of the week, like not strong.
Yeah.
And that was in the same week we got the first plus awards.
Yeah.
So It's pretty much intentional. And like, it's like where, you know, no Mendy, no Messi.
It could have been really cool team of the week.
It's more noticeable for players that are missing rather than players that are in.
Yeah, and they're probably, the worst thing is we all know it's probably missing because we have extra chance of picking them. So yeah, I think Aubameyang is really good, though. Quite honest, yeah, honestly all there's to it. I mean, because even if you pack Llorente, you don't have a Premier League or you don't have a La Liga squad, you won't be able to fit him and use him in the centre midfield position. And you're definitely not going to use his squad as a midfielder, I guess, or a super sub, because that's better. I think the problem. Okay, my problem with Team of the Week, not my problem, but everyone's problem with Team of the Week is this, right? If we start a competition, right, you want to know what's there to win. And in FIFA, they just say, yeah, you can win money if you win. They're not going to say how much money you win or how you're going to split it or how big the chance is that you just get something, right? But this feels like every weekend league you play and then you end somewhere. So, yeah, you finish first. Then you have to wait 3 days to actually to know what you might be getting. So you already did the work. You wait 3 days. Then they say, okay, well, we are giving away 100,000 euros for winning for this match. And then on Thursday or morning, they say yes, but the winner only gets 5 because it's random. That it feels so, the system feels so off. The timing is off. Team of the Week concept is not good anymore. It would be fun, but not in Red Picks. The timing of the rewards is off. I think you should decide on part of the Team of the Week if you want to play Weekend League or not. And you're always risking it. Like John sent a message yesterday on the podcast, John, where you said, well, if I knew it was going to be extra picks, I probably not played last weekend, but next weekend. Although, with these rewards, would you though? If you have the choice?
I played last week.
Yeah, so...
Actually, I wouldn't play either week.
And you should always... So the first thing is you should not be wanting to wait for the rewards to think about if you want to play or not. You should just always want to play. I think that's the first broken thing of the system. And the second broken thing is because they know you're not going to be playing with most of these rewards, you do not know what there's going to be unless you're already played. In this case, I don't mind that I didn't play at all, right? But I'm not very inclined to play next weekend either. So, our system is broken, and it is it's that carrot, but you don't know how to it's that carrot on a stick, but you don't know how good the carrot is when you get to eat it. And if you ever get to eat it, I don't know how to say it in English, but it's a broken system and it's not fair anymore. And none of these cards are, if I pack any of these cards, say I pack a Meret tomorrow in my red picks, wood, right? Or an Yarchimuk. Yeah, you get an 84 rated in form, which you can now use suddenly for one SBC, by the way, like the party bag. I can use it there, but that's about it as well. What's the good anymore?
Well, you can't actually use it in the party bag because it'll be a red pick and not a team of the week pick.
Yeah, that's true as well. And then there's interesting cards like the play of the match cards, which come out the Friday night for Europeans, which hardly get any attention, which 9 out of 10 times are much more fun than a team of the week. At least make them part of the red picks or whatever, right? But oh well, we said enough about rewards and say, but I think we can all agree that this is not a good team of the week, can we?
Total agreement.
Not so good.
Taking this into consideration, Ingvi, are you going to play Weekend League?
Nope.
Why not?
Objectives and icon swaps is 10 times more fun, I guess.
Fair. John?
No, spend some family time, and then what spare time I have, I will just chill with some objectives.
Other John, I doubt it too, quite honestly. Say you make like 22 wins in your extra pick. And your extra pick is going to be Mo Bear Carlson.
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, well. But I'm going to bet we're going to have a killer team in the week next week, though.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. They're consistently inconsistent now. So... Mm-hmm. So I'm probably not going to play. I think I'm joining you with doing the swaps if they come this Friday, which they probably come because we did get dynamic images, did we? If we didn't spoke about that.
Yep. That was in the latest patch. All the icon moments, dynamic pictures are there. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be in packs from Friday. And I'm pretty sure we'll get swaps as well. But I don't know if we get a promo. Maybe it's the winter refresh thing with the upgrades for some players.
It makes the most sense.
Yeah.
But then last year we got some team or some special cards as well. The blue ones. Yeah, everyone's blue in this game, but light blue ones.
What's the winter refresh?
Yeah, it was winter refresh last year because I remember I packed Bruno Fernandes and I sold him for 1 million coins.
Oh, I can remember that as well, yeah. So probably that. But they didn't hype it yet, so that's going to be tomorrow, a loading screen, and go from there, right?
Probably, yeah. There should be a few upgrades. But last year, I think they only upgraded the players that got +3 or something. So there were a lot of players.
It was different last year than the year before, that's true.
Yeah, so it's just like... We'll see what happens.
Yeah. We'll see at least. Yeah, definitely. I wanted to discuss. I got a plan for the rest of the season. I wanted to know your guys' opinion about it. And if you're listening to the show and you share a similar plan, or you want to, kill my plan, just let me know. So, my thing was like pretty rounded now, right? I think it's well rounded. It's good enough. We'll probably get team of the season around April, end of April.
Yeah, something like that.
And it's almost March, so I'm like, okay, it's 2 months, eight week at leagues. So my thought is this: I think starting this Friday, I will be saving all my packs. I will do as much objectives as I possibly can. Play every single weekend league I can. Maybe not this weekend, but after the weekend, after I did swaps. Continue running that team, though, and just see what you get from the picks to improve it. And use 100,000 coins, which I have now, to learn myself to trade. That way, team of the season, which is done in 8 weeks, might be very interesting, but having a little bit of coinage, learn to trade, develop a new skill, and hopefully have a whole lot of packs saved up for that moment. What do you guys think about that? Is that is realistic or a good idea, John?
Yeah, I think it's a very good idea. I'll be doing something similar, John. I think I'm not playing as many weekend leagues. That's a time issue for me. I may gamble on some packs depending on when to refresh, and that will all depend on the players. But other than that, if there's not a really good incentive, I will just be keeping my packs as well and looking to trade, looking to get that foot dad, foot AST, Andrew, just to give us those wee nuggets. And yeah, it's a good idea.
Not Envy?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Unless there's some kind of awesome promo before team of the season start. But is that for birthday or something, maybe, before? That's the only thing that might tempt a little bit, if there's a cool card or three there.
Yes, because last year we got a really good Griezmann card, eh? It was really tempting.
Yeah, some weak foot upgrades and stuff like that. Other than that, of course, if there's not any interesting icons you can select from the icon swaps, you can just grind the good, the CR5 pack you can get, the 25 times the 83 plus rated wasn't it? You packed Cristiano Ronaldo from?
Yeah, that's true. But those I can just do by doing the objective, right? So
yeah,
can
but
still save packs.
If there's any not any good icons that you want, you can just go for as many packs as possible.
I mean, there's one icon which I want. That's it. I mean, I wouldn't say no, quite honestly, Netflix. Against Gullit, guys like that. But yeah, Nedved's the card I want, right?
Yeah, Moments Nedved would be cool if you could get him from Objectus, but I doubt we'll see.
I don't think you'll get that. You might get a Prime Nedved, but I don't think you'll get
I do it for Prime Nedved too, quite honestly, but I doubt he's in. We'll see. We'll see what's who's in, but I don't think Nedved's going to be in there. He's way too popular.
He might be the SPC. Either Prime or Moments.
Card. Yeah, so that one I would throw anything I got in, right? Without a doubt. But I think I got some high decent cards, high rated cards you could throw in. But I think Nedved would be an exception for me now, not to save every Juve player that gets an SBC. I got to do, right? That still stands. But I think we got so many Juve players SBCs that I doubt there's going to be.
There's
going to be many more anyway. So, one defender would be nice. But else, well, you get someone in the team of the season. So then we'll save for that. So I'm looking forward to doing something fresh as well with the game, right? So I think going to listen very carefully. I'm starting off with exactly 100,000 coins today. Refreshed, 110,000 coins precisely. So we'll keep you posted on that total. Trading from a noob. And yeah, don't buy the lots. Just saying.
He's maybe not the superstar we thought he was.
Nope, he's not. He's actually a pretty cool card though. But
he's a cool card, yeah. But
we got a review for him tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, I think.
Yeah.
So Alexander sent that in, but I think we're running a bit late, so I think about time to end it. Unless John says he has something else he wanted to discuss.
No, I'm fine, guys. Like, it's a quiet day. Lots of objectives, but not a lot of discussion.
No, then we're about to end just in time for Champions League. Ingvi, anything to add?
Don't save your packs for Friday. I doubt there's going to be anything funky on Friday, so I would just open while you can still pack the decent Future Stars cards.
That's a fair point.
So, yeah. And good luck. I would also keep those elite Team of the Week packs for a better Team of the Week.
Yeah. I think that's a no-brainer. I'll save them all up until Team of the Season.
I'm going to open mine tomorrow. Untradeable. If I'm going to do the El Sharabi, I need a few.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from all these SPCs as well. I'm going to. Yeah. I got a good thing going on. John, where can people find you if they want to have a chat with you? Because since you're called Talking Food, I think you like to talk about food.
Yeah. Yes, that's all that Twitter account is for. It's on Twitter and it's at Talking Foot. And obviously you can catch me on the Discord, which is a great place to be, again, at Talking Foot.
I meant to wonder though, what was up with you in an esport organization or something?
Oh, it's fun. It's my 15-year-old nephew and his friends. And as a laugh, they created a team hapless, because we are all hapless. And we called it like an esports. And if you go into it, it says we're a very amateur esports thing. And we're just playing for fun, just recording our scores and stuff like that.
How many resumes have you been sent already? From players?
None. So there's just the four of us in it. There's actually five, if you include my brother-in-law, who's older than I am. So yeah, there's two dead old fogies and three 15-year-old children, and that is it.
I had to ask, though.
Yeah, they just thought it was a bit of fun.
That's cool, though. I once had an idea to do something with esports, and a week later, I let 20 resumes sent to me from players who wanted to apply for a job.
Nice.
I quickly sent that account to die. This wasn't serious, you guys, but I like your way you think. Anyways, you can find this show, of course, on all podcast services around the world and all socials. Just look at Foot in Review and you find it. And if you want to support the show or join our awesome community and get some discount while you want some coaching, consider joining our Patreon, which is patreon.com/footinreview. But you can find the link also everywhere. And if you want coaching or want to have a chat, I'm on all socials at footcoaching. Surprise, surprise, starting today, I'll be on Facebook too. Facebook, yes. Mm-hmm. And you can find all info of coaching, of course, on footcoaching.com. Guys, it's time for a Champions League night. I really need my Sandro to get at least two more upgrades. Yeah, so I'm about to drop it and see you tomorrow.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F U T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T T